Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you all this week, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, here's a quiz question. Get ready. What is the fastest growing religious group in America? Catholic, Muslim, evangelical, Jewish? Take a minute. The answer is none. These are nuns. Nuns, not N-U-N-S. Nuns, Americans who profess no affiliation to any organized religion. In a 2012 Pew poll, one-fifth of Americans profess no ties at all to any religion, including a third of respondents under the age of 30. But, listen to this, despite the surge in the religiously unaffiliated, just 4% of Americans identify themselves as atheists. And this might have something to do with the generally negative perception of ardent non-believers. According to a lot of other polls, atheists remain among the most disliked and least trusted groups in the country. Well, our next guest is trying to change all that, in the same way that others have tried to use their power to change opinions about guns or other things, with his wallet. Todd Stiefel joins us now. He's the founder of the Stiefel Freethought Foundation, and he's one of the major bankrollers behind the growing atheist movement. Todd, hi.
Thanks for having me on the show, Todd. I really appreciate it.
What's behind your advocacy? Why are you spending a lot of your own money to try to promote atheism? Why does it need promoting?
Well, I guess I wouldn't say that I try to promote atheism. I'm not really much into proselytizing, but I spend my career and my money trying to promote equality and trying to work to ensure the separation of church and state, which in my opinion is one of the absolute keys to our liberty. The reason for this is there's a lot of discrimination out there against many groups, but one of the groups that's most discriminated against still in this country is actually non-theists, whether they be humanists, atheists, agnostics, or otherwise. A 2012 Gallup survey asked a very interesting question, which was, if your party nominated a generally well-qualified person for president who happened to be blank, would you vote for that person? And the numbers are like in this very high 90s for Jewish, Catholic, African-American, etc. The bottom of the list, even below Muslims and homosexuals, is atheists. Only 54% would vote for us. In other words, almost half of the population would vote against us just for being atheists. And frankly, I want to change that.
Why do you think that is? What do you think it is that's in the mind of most Americans, some of whom may not be particularly religious, that makes them cringe at that word?
I think it's a history of kind of negative reverse branding by religious conservatives against us over time. In many ways, we parallel our movement to movements that have come before us. And while we have our civil rights, we don't necessarily have civil equality. And that's because, at least in my opinion, we were repressed for a long time. We don't get burned at the stake any longer, but we were burned at the stake for thousands of years. And, you know, if you look at other countries, there's still seven countries in the world right now where atheism is punishable by death. That's a pretty stern penalty for it. And even in the U.S., even though these provisions have been ruled unconstitutional at a federal level, there's still seven states in the U.S. where atheists are actually prohibited from holding public office. And while those provisions may be unenforceable, it's still a relic that kind of slaps us in the face when, you know, you look at that and you think, wow, what a heritage of discrimination in a country really founded on religious liberty and liberty in general, to still have these as a relic of a prejudiced past is painful to us and is a reminder of being second-class citizens in some ways.
Todd Stiefel is in charge of the Stiefel Freethought Foundation, spending his own money to promote atheism, but also to tamp down discrimination against atheists. Todd, there are buses around the District of Columbia where I live when I ride the bus that have a teenage girl looking up and saying, I'm a little old for imaginary friends. She doesn't believe in God because that's an imaginary friend. You know, a lot of atheist media on the internet, on posters, some of it's funny, but a lot of it comes across as mocking. Christopher Hitchens, the famous author and polemicist who died a couple of years ago, was one of the most famous modern atheists, had a habit of mocking the religious and mocking religions. Now, he did it with his rapier wit, very entertaining, but a lot of atheist promotion and free thought is kind of mocking of religion. Do you support that approach? What kind of ads and things do you pay for?
I support a lot of different approaches. I'm less a fan of attacking religion in general and more a fan of going after certain aspects of religion that should be criticized, much as certain aspects of any idea system, even atheism, should be criticized. One thing that free thinkers really hold up very high on our value list is the concept of questioning and having doubts and not holding any ideas as sacred. So, you know, there are aspects of religion that are great. and it certainly does things that are very positive, particularly for individuals. But there's aspects that aren't so great, particularly once you start getting into a more fundamentalist realm of literalism. You know, if you take things too literally, you can end up finding yourself flying a plane into a building. And if you take the Bible a little too literally, maybe you take Leviticus directly and believe that it's okay to say that homosexuals must be put to death, that their blood will be on their own hands. That's Leviticus 20:13. Now, if you take that literally, you might find yourself killing people. So a passage like that, I find to be morally troubling and disgusting, frankly. And those kind of things we really do need to call out and say as a society, no, this is not acceptable. Our moral code needs to be updated to the modern world and updated based on what we've learned from history. We need to recognize that these passages are disgusting and move past them and find a way to a better society where we can all love each other more.
Well, Todd Stiefel, I have one more question for you. People are always curious about this. Christopher Hitchens famously said that when he was 8 years old, one of his teachers said that the leaves are green. God made them that way because it's pleasing to our eye. Boy, God did us a favor by making all the trees and leaves green. At that point, he knew he was an atheist. And I wonder, at what point did you know you used to be religious?
I think the key turning point was a course in Old Testament history at Duke University that I took. And I wouldn't say there was like a specific moment. It was more of a long process of questioning and thinking and a variety of different factors. But the biggest one is definitely learning about the true history of the Bible and learning about how many of the stories are actually originally pagan stories that were incorporated into the Bible. Things along those lines I found really hard to reconcile with my belief, and eventually came to see my belief system is really just what people in India might have in terms of their belief in Hinduism or anyone else might have, and really didn't see mine as any different or any more justified, and realized, wait a minute, if my belief is really just kind of a pagan belief system that's been updated to the modern world, is it any more valid than any of the others? And I realized no, and eventually abandoned it.
Todd Stiefel is one person who doesn't believe, and he's got the influence and, yes, the money to say so. He's founder of the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.